Good morning. Thanks for being here today on a morning when many of you might rather be outside. This place that has housed us for the last few years is a kind of next best option to being outside. And I asked to just have one quilt hung today so that you could enjoy the trees that have started to bud and this vigorous sunshine a bit more. I wanted us to be able to see behind the curtain that usually hangs here. I wanted you to see beyond your expectations of what should be here. I'm glad to be able to preach this morning, as I've had a bit of a rough week where some of my decisions have been questioned and found wanting in ways that I didn't know to expect. In that way, I found myself in a similar place to the people listening to Peter, at least in that the world that I expected to be in place has shifted, and my recognition of it has been a surprise. I'm fine, and my decisions were not at the scale of having disowned the holy and just one and asked instead for the release of a murderer. But I have needed to apologize for things I didn't know were wrong, but which are having a real effect. I was glad for this when working on this sermon, because I know we can see ourselves in Scripture in many places, and it's not easy to always start with ourselves in the position of the people that a passage seems directed against. But this week, that was easy for me. The passage printed in your bulletin is the lectionary text for the week. The lectionary is this three-year rotation of Scripture passages that most mainline churches follow. Preachers in these churches typically construct sermons based on those texts. Here at Shalom, we tend to look to our worship committee to establish themes for a series of sermons, rather than following this lectionary. But right now, our theme of leadership in times of uncertainty fits the lectionary passages which are taken from the Luke of Acts. You heard stories of leaders being questioned in an uncertain time in what Johann read. This morning's passage follows the healing of a disabled person by Peter and John. Willie Jennings, the theologian who wrote a commentary on Acts, which a number of us read 5 years ago in a Shalom book group, and which I'm following closely today, says that everything about this healing is a miracle. It is a miracle that the disabled person was healed, but it is also a miracle that Peter and John were able to heal him. When this healing happened, the people rushed in to see who had been healed, but also who had done the healing. They were seeing beyond their expectations. Peter responds with one of those lines that always makes me wonder if the disciples were really just a bunch of jerks. Of course, people were surprised. Everything about this moment is surprising. And Peter may have been a jerk. We have other evidence. But Peter challenges the people's surprise for good reasons. They may be surprised, but Peter expects and knows that this kind of healing is not only possible for those who follow Jesus, it is to be expected. Life in Jesus is about living beyond your expectations. But even more so, it is about seeing beyond your expectations. The disabled person who John and Peter healed had been brought each day to the temple gate to beg for charity. They had to hope that the people saw them and that when they did, that they would be generous. This situation was an affront to humanity in many ways, but most decisively in that it had everyone expecting only disability and not seeing beyond those expectations to who the disabled person was as a human being. Now the disabled person is jumping up and down and walking around, they have to be seen differently. In a recent issue of Anabaptist World, a monthly periodical that some of us subscribe to and which there are old copies of in the church office library, there's a good article by Sarah Werner talking about her experience of churches with elevated altars and what that communicates to someone like her who moves about in a wheelchair. She also talks about how at Columbus Mennonite Church, she has found great welcome by people who see her not as a person in a wheelchair, but as someone with significant gifts as a worship leader. She feels that welcome in the ramp that is built into the architecture of the building that allows her to access the elevated altar in that building. Werner suggests that she feels a lack of welcome in the architecture of unfriendly buildings, but even more so in people that she meets who want to pray for the healing of her disability. Not everything about her disability is great, but it is an essential part of her identity. Seen in this light, Peter and John's healing is more about how people see the disabled person than it is about the actual healing of their disability. They are now seen as a person rather than disabled. But this is not the only expectation that people are asked to see beyond. Peter notes that the people seem to think that John and Peter might have effected this healing on their own, and that would be surprising. But this is the other reason why Peter challenges their surprise. For it is not they who have healed, but God. Seeing beyond expectations is about seeing what we have supposed to be able to see all along. When the people see the disabled person as a person, they are seeing a child of God in the way that God wants that person to be seen. When people see healing, they are seeing God's work in the world, not Peter or John's work. All three of these people are pointing to God. When the people see John or Peter or the disabled person, they are meant to see beyond them, to God. And Peter notes this is something that the people missed about Jesus when they called for Barabbas, the murderer, to be released from jail rather than Jesus. There is an easy off-ramp to anti-Semitism at this point. So it's important to remember that Peter is not speaking to a group that he is not a part of. Peter is speaking to his own people in an in-group conversation. He is challenging them to see beyond the mistake of crucifying Jesus and to recognize that Jesus is in fact their savior. There is no distinction between Jews and Christians at the time that Luke is writing the book of Acts, and certainly no distinction in the stories that he is reporting there. There is disagreement, but it is not a disagreement about an ethnic or national tension. Jesus is the people's savior because Jesus saw disabled persons as people first. That is the main miracle performed through Peter and John and in the disabled person's life. Jesus is our savior because God includes everyone in salvation. And this is something that Peter expects that the people can realize now. Seeing beyond expectation is about repenting from the mistakes that we have made and realizing where we have gone wrong. There is always a place from which we can make a new start and begin to see again. This is the lesson for leaders too in this text. I didn't focus on leadership in this text as much as I might have when I imagined preaching it, but leaders who can recognize the mistakes that they've made, realize where they have gone wrong, and make a new start are the kinds of leaders that we need. You'll note, partly because he told you, partly because I'm telling you again now, that Johann read a bit longer than what was printed in your bulletin. As I was working on this sermon, and after the bulletin was printed, I realized that ending this passage at verse 19, like the lectionary does, gives us another easy off-ramp, not into anti-Semitism this time, but instead into thinking that our repentance is about what happens to us as individuals. As Johann continued, you heard him talk about the restoration of all things. In the original Greek, this restoration of all things has a cosmic significance that our English might not insist on, but which is there, and which has been picked up throughout the Christian tradition. A universal salvation, the salvation of everyone and everything, has a strong root in this passage. And it means that when we are concerned for our salvation, we do so in connection to everyone around us. I have one more way of putting this, and that is to say that these next sentences that I'm going to read have the same meaning. The disabled person is healed and seen as a person. Peter and John can perform the miracle of hearing and seeing. God works through people to bring healing and vision to the world. People who have made mistakes can repent and find refreshment. Each of these are steps towards the restoration of all things. Each of these is a way of seeing beyond our expectations to who God is. This pattern of seeing beyond our expectations is about looking beyond the curtains that nationalism or racism or sexism or any other ism impose on our vision of how inclusive God's redemptive power is. When we see each other, let us see the person that God sees. When we help each other, let us do it in a way that brings that person forth in the way that God wants that person to come forth. When we do this together, let us do it in a way that becomes the beginning of the restoration of all things. Amen.